U.S. nuclear-capable bombers fly over Middle East amid rising Iran tensions. By John Hayward on September 6, 2022. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, announced Monday that two B-52H Stratofortress nuclear-capable bombers flew across the Middle East on Sunday in a Bomber Task Force (BTF) mission that included fighter escort planes from the United Kingdom, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and briefly Israel. CENTCOM said the bombers took off from the Royal Air Force Base at Fairford, England, and flew over the Eastern Mediterranean, the Arabian Peninsula, and the Red Sea. This bomber task force is a strong, clear representation of enduring U.S. commitment to the region. Threats to the U.S. and our partners will not go unanswered. Missions like this BTF showcase our ability to combine forces to deter and, if necessary, defeat our adversaries, 9th Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Alexis Grinkwich said. The B-52H is a long-range heavy bomber that can carry a huge amount of conventional ordnance to attack land, air, and sea targets. It also excels at maritime surveillance missions. The B-52 is a mainstay of the U.S. Strategic Bomber Force throughout the Cold War, and it is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, although nuclear bombs were removed from its standard inventory in 2020. The task force was reportedly joined by three Israeli F-16 fighters when it passed through Israel's airspace en route to the Persian Gulf. CENTCOM's statement did not officially acknowledge the presence of the Israeli fighters. CENTCOM also did not officially mention Iran, but almost every observer assumed the BTF mission was intended to send a message to Tehran. Iran has lately been trying to capture American sea drones in the Persian Gulf. Two such attempts were reported last week, both of them thwarted by the U.S. Navy. The maritime surveillance capabilities of the Stratofortress could be helpful in preventing further Iranian acts of piracy. The aerial show of force could also be related to the status of the Iran nuclear deal, which the Biden administration has been frantically attempting to resurrect, only to be met with increasing contempt and intransigence from the Iranians. European observers evidently believe nuclear deal negotiations hit an impasse with Iran's rejections of the latest U.S. proposals, which increases the danger of Iran lashing out or making aggressive moves in the Middle East to ratchet up the pressure on Washington. Conversely, the Israelis are worried President Joe Biden will make dangerous concessions to Iran in order to revive the deal at all costs, even after Iran's misbehavior in the Persian Gulf. Israel signed a contract with U.S. aerospace giant Boeing last week for four new KC-46 refueling planes, which would be needed if Israel plans long-range strikes to take out nuclear weapons facilities inside Iran. Sunday's mission was the fourth Bomber Task Force flight of the year. The previous flight occurred in June.